If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here, as you know, on the radio every Monday through Friday. And on our podcast, the program drops after that. And 3:16, by the way, in the afternoon. And you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Well, we are now in the fifth week of Lent, so that means next week is Holy Week. And our focus next week is obviously on Jesus' journey to the cross, his death, and then his resurrection. As a matter of fact, as you may or may not know, I know I've taught this before, that Lent ends on Wednesday night because, well, actually, nope, I should change that. Lent ends on Thursday afternoon because then we begin the Easter Triduum, which is the shortest season, liturgical season. It's only from Holy Thursday all the way until Easter Sunday. And so that's our shortest season, and then we go into the Easter season. Well, we recognize that as this is the end of Lent. So now is a time to start looking back at what you experienced during Lent, your good times and your difficult times, what happened. Hopefully, you didn't use Lent just to give up candy. We talked about that a while ago. But how was your Lent how did your Lent transform you in your relationship with God? Now, one of the things I was doing during Lent is I did it came out to about maybe 6-7 shows of being on the road and talking about being in an adventurous way of praying. Now, one of the things that I've also learned in my experience and some of my reading and some other experience is when we are going out, for example, in nature and we are taking that time to pray, it's also a time for us to experience how God speaks to us through nature in a very positive way. And for example, when I'm down along the seacoast, one of the things that I will enjoy is watching seagulls. And I've enjoyed them all my life, especially when I was in the Navy. We used to, and because I just love to watch seagulls fly. And, you know, that's always a good way to pray as well. Bring that into your prayer is, you know, the Lord. How does the Lord lead us to understand his working through nature, through the nature we see all around us. If that, hopefully that made some sense for you. But you see that going out. Now, I've told you before my experience in the desert. I've actually had three experiences in the desert, two in a hermitage and one in a monastery. But it might as well have been in a hermitage as well when I was in the monastery because even though the hermitage is where I lived all the time, alone, except for on Sunday when we got together for Mass. Actually, we had Mass every day, so except for on daily Mass and on Sunday, but Sunday after Mass, there was like a little breakfast and we met with other people. But aside from that, I was completely alone, so I would have my meals alone and I would live alone. I'd listen to talks on, at that point, a cassette player. And or I'd read and everything would be alone. But the reason is because that would lead me to be able to bring all of that into prayer at that time out in the desert. and to have that different experience of God because I was out in the desert. And I've told you before that that experience, first time I did it in the Hermitage, it really transformed my whole understanding of experiencing God in my life. And coincidentally, the first time I was in the Hermitage was March of 2001, and 6 months later was, of course, 9/11. So that experience in the desert really helped me in my ability to give people a focus of God's presence during a time where they were saying, well, where's God in the midst of all this? So very transformational experience. And so the past several, some of the programs in the past several weeks, I've talked about being out in nature so you can experience God from a different perspective. And that's so important. It's very powerful to pray to the Lord in front of the tabernacle. That's the greatest way to pray. But also to go into nature and experience God and bring all that when you return to the parish as you attend Sunday Mass. But that deepens our understanding of how God is working in the world. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. The voice of St. Anthony Parish is dedicated to spreading the word of God, bringing you inspiring program as we're doing today, but we need most of all your prayer support. Join us in prayer as we humbly ask for the success of this mission in 2024, that the Lord will guide us and show us how to where he wants to lead us in doing this program and helping you to draw closer to him. Let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Tune in and subscribe to our podcast and be part of this divine journey in our service of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your unwavering devotion, and God bless you all. If you'd like to contribute, you can do so either by sending a donation to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And you can also hear us donate to us by going to CatholicAudioMedia.com and touching the donate tab, or you can donate to us through ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. So we're talking about this importance of experiencing God in a new way. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is we're obviously going through very unique times in this country, historic times, and they aren't necessarily good historic times. They may actually be difficult historic times. And I personally believe a lot of this still has to do with the psychic shock that we suffered on 9/11. And that historically has been shown to be true, that whenever a nation or a group of people suffers an intense shock, it has reverberations for decades, and it leads to exactly what we're dealing with right now, that division, that that great upheaval in the country. But where is our stability? Our stability is in Christ. And so this is the time that we really need to draw closer to the Lord, not really as much for our own sake, but to be that important, what would you call that, important stability for others. And we do that by rooting ourselves in prayer, being people who are prayerful and acting on it. And that's what we have to do. You probably know of people who have even at times been in resistance to their society, and they've done that, and later they are recognized as people who were great helps to the society, but they were this resistance, in the fact of not so much a violence or anything, resistance, but a way of saying, I'm going to commit myself by only speaking the truth. So if my society starts spreading rumors or half-truths, I won't be part of that. I will only speak the truth. One of the persons that used to always say that was Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And we are representatives of the truth. So what we were talking about earlier is this importance of getting that deeper experience with God, being adventurous in our prayer. And now it's important for us, as we draw closer to Easter, to build on that and to be close to the Lord in the fact that we can be these signs of truth to people by living our faith as a community and also within our families, as families actually, and within our societies, and being not so much people who are actively trying to change other people, but people who are there as those signs of the presence of God. We may not say much, but people will recognize that we clearly have that inner life of faith, and it says something. Remember, I said 20 years ago, when the church was going through this very difficult time, and I said, you watch, there's going to be a time where what is needed is a strong community of faith, a strong church. And now we're in that time. We're in that time of total upheaval that I said 20 years ago was coming. So we're there, and what is needed of us? With us, it's not needed that to us to get lost in politics, but to be people who do what St. Paul calls us to do, to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God and be there as signs of God's presence. And we do that by living our faith as Christ calls us to live. We'll talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.